It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
You've got yourself along to a Mitchick show, Phil?
No, I haven't.
They've broken up now. They've moved on to other massive success.
Good sound, mate.
Good
sound,
mate. Party sound. Hey, Phil, what happened to the meeting? We've talked about the meeting. We've talked about the bullying at the meeting, haven't we?
Yep, we
so
have.
So now next on the, I'm just looking at the whiteboard here. It says things to talk to Phil about. We're going to have this petrol taxes coming in soon, isn't it?
Yep, 1st of July, and that's going to be transformational for what we can do with travelling around Auckland. That over 10 years, because the government gives us one-to-one subsidies, sometimes better than one-to-one, raises $4.3 billion. So my challenge is this, to anybody who doesn't like the 10 cents a litre on their fuel, how are we going to raise that money to try to sort of unclog Auckland's roads and get a decent public transport
system? Gambling!
Yeah, gambling. I could try that, but it doesn't work for most people, mate.
Just go in there one night and go, okay, wish me luck.
Here we go. The future depends on
everything
on
the seven.
Wheel. Yeah.
It just seems stupid having a big casino there and not using it, you know?
Look,
it's a misery factory, let's be honest.
It's not great.
Can we opt out of this fuel tax? Can Aucklanders opt out of the fuel tax if they want to?
We could choose not to adopt it, yeah, absolutely. But
individually, can we go, okay, fuel tax is coming in. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
I've got a secret, but you're not allowed to share it with anybody else, okay?
It's just us.
Hey, get an electric car.
What?
Get an electric car. Don't tell anybody, but you don't. If you've got an electric car, you're not paying excise tax on your petrol.
Okay. Okay. Someone's coming. Petrol tax. So that is a good call, actually. That's not going to help you build any more infrastructure.
I don't think I mentioned it to you, but I was looking, a country that's about the same size as us, Norway, ironically made all of its money out of North Sea oil. But they have got 200,000 electric cars.
I did hear that, actually. They're really getting the fleet to the air, haven't they?
Yeah, we've got 7,000 or 8,000, I think.
And surely we've got more electricity than them anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. Although they do have steep mountains and lots of rain, so they've probably got a lot of hydro stations.
Good point.
We've got lots of rain here, too. Why doesn't the mayor do something about the bloody weather in Auckland? Oh, I'm fed up with this rain.
Oh, no, I love it. I love the way that it just poisons the ocean. It's awesome.
it does when it feeds into our stormwater, feeds into our wastewater, unfortunately. So.
I believe you've been talking about that today because we're not looking good at the moment, are we, with all this rain?
Well, we've got
the latest water conditioning.
The latest safe swim figures came out, and it showed that over the summer, the 6 months of summer, so summer, spring, autumn, the swimming season, the 22% of the time the beaches didn't comply. And, you know, for a city and a country that likes to think of itself as clean, green, 100% pure and world class, that's not good enough.
No, you can't get that image across if you swim into toilet paper.
Yeah, well, if I'm absolutely fair, I'd say that it's dilute sewage, but it's
or
still
even
sewage.
A mouthful of dilute sewage.
Yeah. I don't want to drink dilute or any other form of sewage when I'm swimming.
Yeah. It's because it's sewage.
The really good thing is, say the people in Takapuna, we're right in the middle of our work now. There's 12.
Did I hear that 1 in 3 days at the moment Takapuna Beach is closed for swimming?
In
3 days.
And what we've done is it's not the case of the Western Isthmus. The Western Isthmus, every time it rains, the stormwater.
So for people who don't know, what is the Western Isthmus? It's all
the bay, Cox's Bay, St. Mary's Bay, Meola Reef, Point Chev Beach. Yeah, in that area, when they built the houses, they put their stormwater straight into the wastewater. So every time it rains, there's a massive. I'm on tank water, so I know how much water comes out of the sky and lands on your roof and how much you can collect. So there's this massive flood of water into our wastewater system that overflows the outfalls at 70 places around the Auckland Isthmus. And that creates mayhem at those beaches.
But,
so
I mean,
those
it's essentially a fountain of poos, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Those beaches, you know, are essentially permanently closed. We've got problems in the North Monaco beaches with French Bay, Green Bay, Titirangi Bay, Langholm. We've got problems at Takapuna. Let me finish on Takapuna. Takapuna is not caused by stormwater going into wastewater. It's the opposite. It's caused by broken wastewater pipes feeding into stormwater pipes, which causes the problem. We can solve that.
I mean, I've grown up on that beach, and I know that
the beautiful beach.
But those stormwater drains, they've been like, they were old back when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. And what we're doing now, we're putting real resource into that to trace. You know, they do all sorts of mechanisms they use for tracing, whether it's cameras or dyes or whatever, to solve the problem. When we find the problems, they tell me that we can fix that relatively cheaply. So that's not a problem. But the overall picture is that we're putting $7 billion into our water system. I was out at Mangaree, the wastewater plant, the other day, opening a new $141 million expansion.
$141 million!
Yeah! And you know what that does? That caters for another 250,000 people, so it caters for growth, but it also takes the phosphates and the nitrates out of the water. And the water, they actually see the water coming out of the final process. It's one step off drinkable, run through the a fish tank that you can see in the main foyer of the building there. You know, compared to the Mangere of the old days, where it used to stink all the time and it used to have midges, you know, we've made some huge improvements there. I'm going across to the North Shore to Fred Thomas Drive on Friday. We're opening a big stormwater storage tank to stop the stormwater just flooding straight into all its pollutants into the harbours. That's another $31 million. But you know, by the time we spend $1 billion, we'll transform this city. We'll cut the wastewater overflows by about 90%, and we'll massively improve the quality of water in our harbours, both the Waitemata and the Manukau.
It's also a good little indicator too that stuff doesn't happen overnight. You know, like that because people didn't really. It would have been hard to tell back in the olden days, wouldn't it, when you're putting together a sewage system and a drainage system for a city, but things do take time, and if we don't sort of organise ourselves infrastructure wise, and think ahead and think of what we need, and you know. Over the passage of time, then we could end up, we do end up with a situation like we've got now, where we do have a real problem with the health of our waterways and beaches.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's absolutely true. The central interceptor that we're building, we start construction next year. We've got it.
Wait for this central, this bloody central interceptor we've been talking about for months.
Mr. Interceptor is going to do a great job, but you know, it's 14 kilometres long and it's a tunnel that's 4.5 metres wide. It's a massive engineering job and it runs straight under the city. You know, probably from Western Springs right the way through to Hillsborough and then.
Oh, that's something like under the mountain now.
Yeah. So that you know, unfortunately, there's a 5-year build time on that, but that will make a massive change, particularly in the Western Isthmus area. But we're not sitting still doing nothing in the meantime. There's a whole lot of other things. But the best thing you know that we did was that Safe Swim program, so that you know in real time what the quality of the water is. And I said at the time we launched that, you're going to be shocked by the amount of pollutants we get into our water supply every time it rains. There'll be 60 beaches instead of 16 beaches that aren't safe to swim in, and it has been a wake-up call. Yep. And that led, I think, Aucklanders, when we put it out to Aucklanders, do you want to pay a targeted rate so we can speed up and do in 10 years what was going to take us 30? 2-1, Aucklanders said, yeah, we'll pay the extra, on average, $1.31 a week per household. For God's sake, get on and do it.
Someone's coming with the question, why aren't Watercare paying?
Well, Watercare are putting some money in. There's two organisations dealing with it, Watercare, and they raise their money through water rates and development charges when they link up new homes to water supply. And then we've got an organisation within the council called Healthy Waters. The targeted rate on water will put another $452 million into cleaning up our water, and Watercare will match that with about the same amount of money. So, you know, We will get change, and you know, in 10 years' time, the only question we'll be asking is, why the hell did it take us so long? because it was left far too long in the too hard basket. There wasn't the money. Nobody wanted to raise the money, and therefore it never happened.
Somebody was asking the question, read the fuel tax. The only answer to every problem is the tax. Gone, you, Phil. But I mean, this has been thoroughly thought through. It sucks, man. It sucks, Phil, paying more money for gas. But we're getting humiliated with the money we pay for gas anyway. But
ask this question to yourself. You know, you want anything in life,
yep.
Apart from love. That's sometimes free. You're going to pay for it. You've got to make the investment to make our city world class. If you're not going to make the investment, you're going to underinvest in your infrastructure. You end up with the bloody problems that we've got right now. Crap in the water, congested roads, all of that.
It's like turning up around the bays without any shoes, Phil.
Yeah. I did round the bays last year.
Jesus. That's why you had that heart attack. I wouldn't do that again.
Yeah.
Hey, very, really quickly before you go, Phil, the Auckland's going to have its first region-wide homeless count.
Yeah.
Good
we're doing
call.
That.
Good
we're
call.
Doing that in September. We're looking for 750 volunteers, so link into our website. I haven't got the website right in front of me at the moment.
Let's talk about that a bit more next week.
Can we talk about that next week, and I'll come prepared with the website and everything else, but this will tell us definitively.
Until then, don't do anything weird and exciting or suspicious.
I'll save all of the good and the interesting news for next week on 95 FM.
Thank you very much.
BFM, in
Thank
fact.
You. Yeah, good on you, Phil. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Mikey.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Catch you later, mate. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.